Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.
It's June the 20th, and Malachim Beis, we're up to Perakhov Gimel, chapter 23, where we've started with Yoshiyahu, the king, and how they found the Sefer Torah in the Beis HaMikdash, because they were fixing out the Beis HaMikdash. And they sent, or Yoshiyahu sent a delegation to Huldah the Neviah, who interpreted it that there was going to be a great calamity, but not in the days of Yoshiyahu, because of all of the way that he humbled himself to Hashem. Vayishlach HaMelech, and the king sent, Vayasfu Elav Kol Zignei Yehuda v'Yerushalayim, and they gathered to him all the elders of Yehuda and Yerushalayim. Vayal HaMelech Beis Hashem, and the king went up to the Beis HaMikdash, V'chol Ish Yehuda, and all the men of Yehuda, V'chol Yoshvei Yerushalayim Yito, and all the dwellers of Yerushalayim with him, V'akwanim HaNevim, and the Kohanim and the prophets, V'chol Ha'am, and all the nation, the Mikaton V'agadol, from the youngest to the oldest, V'yikra V'yaz Nehem, and he read in their ears, as Kol Divrei Sefer HaBris, all the words of the Sefer HaBris, the words of the covenant, Hanim Tzavveis Hashem, that was found in the house of Hashem. In other words, he read to them the Sefer Torah that had been found in the Beis HaMikdash. Vayamon HaMelech al Ha'amud, and the king stood on the platform. Vayichros es HaBris lifnei Hashem, and he made the covenant before Hashem, meaning with the people. Lalech es achar Hashem, to go after Hashem, v'lishmor mitzvosav, v'es eidvosav, v'es chukosav, v'chol lev v'chol nefesh, to guard his mitzvos and his statutes and his laws with all heart and all soul, to establish the words of this covenant, haksuvim al sefer hazeh, they're written on the sefer, vayamod kol ha'am habris, and the whole nation stood for the covenant. So,
is that Yovel? Is that what a king would do in
Yovel? In Yovel, no, not Yovel, no, Hakel. Right, yeah, similar to it, but not exactly, because this was a new covenant that they were making. Yoshio was essentially renewing the covenant that Hashem, of course, had made with the Jewish people with Moshe Rabbeinu, and he was renewing it with the people now. We had a bris with Hashem. It's not really a new bris. It is reaffirming the bris that we always have with Hashem. From these words, Vayamod kol ha'am b'bris, that the whole nation stood in the bris, this is one of the sources to stand at a bris milah. Even though a bris milah is not the same thing as this bris, but the line, Vayamod kol ha'am b'bris, the whole nation stood in the bris, is one of the sources that you stand up for a bris milah. Vayetzav ha'melech es Chilkiyah, with the exception, of course, of the one who's holding the baby. That's the Sadak, right? Vayitzav HaMelech is Chilkiyo HaKohen HaGadol. So then the king commanded Chilkiyo the Kohen Gadol. Ves Kohanei HaMishneh, and the other leaders of the Kohanim, the secondary leaders of the Kohanim. Ves Shomrei HaSaf, and those who were the those who guarded they were in charge of the things that went on in the Beis HaMikdash. Lahutzime Echal Hashem, to take out from the sanctuary of Hashem, Es Kol HaKelim HaAsum LaBaal VeLo HaAsherah, all the utensils that had been made for Avodah Zarah, for the Baal and for the Asherah. You see that the Beis HaMikdash had these utensils in it. The Beis HaMikdash had things in it that had been made for Avodah Zarah. It doesn't necessarily mean they were being used, but it was a big building, lots of rooms, and there were things in there that were holdovers from the previous kings. Well, Chol Tzva Shamayim, and they had been made to worship all the hosts of the heavens. Vayisrafem Yichutz Yerushalayim B'Shadmos Kidron, and he burned them outside Yerushalayim in the plain of Kidron. V'nasa Safaram Beis El, and then they carried their ashes to Beis El. Beis El being the seat of power, or not the seat of power, the seat of worship of the northern kingdom. So they took the ashes there. V'yishbis es hakimarim, and then Yoshiyahu stopped or silenced the priests. Ashenasnu malchi Yehuda, that the kings of Yehuda had made. Vayikater Babamos, Bamar Yehuda, they had brought sacrifices on the Bamos in the cities of Yehuda, Umesibe Yerushalayim, and the areas around Yerushalayim. And he also stopped those who brought karbonos to the Baal and to the sun and the moon and the constellations and all the hosts of the heavens. And he took the Asherah, which was also an Avodah Zarah, out of the house of Hashem, Michutz Yerushalayim, to outside Yerushalayim, Al Nachal Kidron, to the river Kidron, by Yisofos up in Nachal Kidron, and he burned it there in Nachal Kidron, by Yodek Afar, and then he smashed it into dust, by Ashleches Afara, and he threw the dust Al Kever B'nei Ha'am on the graves of the people of the nation, meaning the graves of those who worshipped Avodah Zarah. He threw the ashes, the dust of the Avodah Zarah, over those graves. This is a way of degrading those people who worship the Avodah Zarah. Vayitots es batea kedeshim, and he cut down the houses of the kedeshim, Asher beveis Hashem, that were in the house of Hashem. Now, a kedesha usually means a prostitute, which it might mean that here. However, as you'll see, the pasuk says, Asher anashim orgos sham batim la ashera, that the women would weave there, they would weave
curtains,
right, for the Asherah, for worshipping Asherah. So it's unclear whether Batea Kedeshim here really means a house of ill repute, or whether it means a house or a room that was used to service the Avodah Zarah. It certainly was used to service the Avodah Zarah. The question is, were they also involved in prostitution? That's not clear from the pasuk. Very often, the avera of avodah zarah, the avera of znus is a metaphor for avodah zarah, because avodah zarah is to go away from Hashem and go to another god, which is a false god, of course. But so therefore, it is akin to somebody being unfaithful in their marriage. So it's it's often one as a metaphor for the other. Vayave es kol ha-kohanim me'arei Yehuda, and he brought all the kohanim from the cities of Yehuda. Vayitameas habamos, and he really means to disqualify or to ruin the bamos. What's that?
Defiled,
right? Asher kitru shama ha-kohanim, that the kohanim had offered karbonos there, migeva ad Beersheva, from Geva until Beersheva, v'nasatz es bamos ha-sharim, and he cut down the bamos of the gates, asher pesach shar Yehoshua sar ha'ir, that was at the gate of Yehoshua, who was the mayor of the city, asher asmol ish b'shar ha'ir, that was on the left side of a person in the gate of the city. And it's on the left side when you came in, that's where this bama was, and he broke it down. Now, those Kohanim who were involved in this foreign worship, Ach lo yalu kohanei abamos el mizbach Hashem b'Yerushalayim. Yoshio said these Kohanim are not allowed to come to the mizbech of Hashem b'Yerushalayim. They may not offer karbonos in the Beis HaMikdash. They became disqualified from serving in the Beis HaMikdash because they had served for Avodah Zarah. Ki machlu matzos b'soch acheihem. The only thing they could do was to eat matzos amongst their brothers. Now, matzos here means karbonos. The reason why the word matzos is used to mean karbonos is, as you know, all of the menachos, all of the meal offerings in the Beis HaMikdash were matzah, not chametz. And therefore, matzah here, just as we find that lechem can mean all food, it doesn't have to mean only bread. So matzah also can mean all food, not only bread. And here it means all karbonos of the Beis HaMikdash is referred to as matzah. So the only thing they were allowed to do was to eat from the karbonos, but they could not offer karbonos. In other words, they were given the status of a Baal Mum. A Baal Mum is a Kohen who has a blemish, a kohen who has a blemish cannot serve in the Beis HaMikdash, but he is allowed to eat karbanos. As opposed to a cholol. A cholol is a kohen who loses his status as cholol. If a kohen marries a divorcee and has a son, that son is a cholol. That son is disqualified from all aspects of kahuna. So that son cannot work in the Beis HaMikdash, that son cannot eat from the karbanos, that son cannot get the first aliyah either. That son is treated like a regular Yisrael, completely loses the status of Kohanim. A balmum, a kohen who has a blemish, does not completely lose the status of kohen. He simply cannot work in the Beis HaMikdash, but he does not lose the status of kohen. He could still get the first aliyah. So one of the things he can still do is eat from karbanos. So these kohanim who worshipped Avodah Zarah, they lost their ability to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, but they did not lose their status as kohanim. They were still allowed to eat from the karbanos. So they were treated like a bal mum, like someone who has a blemish. Pasuk Yud, verse 10. V'timei es ha-tofes asher begeven hinom, and he also defiled the tofes. A tofes is used for it could be a drum, and it was used for the worship of Molech. As you know, Molech is where a person takes their child and gives the child over to the Molech. The Molech is a fire, and the child is therefore burned in the fire. And the it would stand to reason that when that happens, it's not a quiet thing. The child would be screaming. So they have to have a way of drowning out the sounds of the screaming child so that the parent won't lose their resolve to give the child over to the Molech. So they had, therefore, loud drums that were used during the ceremony so that the parent wouldn't hear the child and would, therefore, not be tempted to change their minds and pull the child out. So he defiled those drums that were in Gei Ven Hinom, that were in the Valley of Ben Hinom. Now, that phrase, Gei Ven Hinom, sounds very much like Gehenim, and that is where the word comes from. Gei Ven Hinom was a valley where there was constant smoke coming out of that valley, and therefore the term Gehenim, Gei Hinom, it comes from here. That's where it comes from, meaning it is symbolic of what happens after death if a person needs to be purified, that they would go to such a place. He defiled those things so to prevent people from passing their son and their daughter in fire to the Molech. He also stopped or quieted or removed the horses. That the kings of Yehuda, the evil kings of Yehuda, had put for the son from coming to the house of Hashem, El Lishkas Nisan Melech HaSaris, to the chamber of Nisan Melech HaSaris, that's his name, Asher Ba Parvarim, that is in Parvarim, which was one of the names of the Avodah Zarahs, they would have these horses for those who would bow to the sun, that they would get on the horses to ride out to the east to greet the rising sun. So he got rid of those horses, Vesmarkavos HaShemesh, and those chariots of the sun. That's, people would ride in those chariots towards the sun. Saraf Baish, he burned them in fire. You just see the various types of Avodah Zarahs that were going on. Vesamizbachos Asher Al HaGog, and those altars that were on the roof. Alias Achams, and Aliyah means the second floor, but it means the upper floor of Achaz. Achaz was one of the evil kings. Asher asu malchei Yehuda, that the kings of Yehuda had made. Ve'samizbechos asher asa Menashe, and the altars that Menashe had made. B'shtei chatzroi space Hashem, and the two courtyards of the house of Hashem. Nasatz HaMelech, the king cut them down, destroyed them. Vayaratz misham, and he removed them completely from there. Vishlichas afaram el nachal kidron, and he threw the ashes or threw the dust after he smashed at the smithereens, he threw into the nachal kidron. Ves habamos asher al pnei Yerushalayim, and the bamos that were all over Yerushalayim, asher mimin lahar hamashchis, they were to the right of, or to the south of Har HaMashchis. Har HaMashchis is Har HaMishcha. But it's called Har HaMashchis. Mashchis means destruction, because it's said in the context of the Avodah Zarah here. Asher bono Shlomo Melech Yisrael, that Shlomo the King of Israel had built, le'ashtores shikut tzidonim, to Ashtores, which was the abomination of the tzidonim, v'lichmosh shikut tzmov and kamosh, which was the abomination of Moav, v'ulimilkom to'avas b'nei Amon, and milkom, which was the abomination of the of b'nei Amon, Timei HaMelech, the king defiled. The Gemara in Shabbos says, as we mentioned this when we learned about Shlomo HaMelech, Shlomo did not actually make any of these things. He didn't make any of these Avodah Zarahs. But because he didn't stop his wives from making these Avodah Zarahs, he is blamed, therefore, as if he built them himself. Vishibaras HaMatzevos, and he broke, he, Yoshio, broke down the monuments. Vayichros HaSoasherim, and he cut down and destroyed the Asherim. Vayimaleis mokama matzmos adam, and he filled their areas with the bones of man. He took the bones of those who had worshipped the Avodah Zarah, and he put them in the places where the Avodah Zarahs were. Again, it's a way of defiling and degrading the people who worshipped the Avodah Zarah. This was all in an effort to completely uproot the Avodah Zarah, and that people should not be tempted to do it themselves when they saw how degraded anybody was who had worshipped Avodah Zarah. And also the Mizbech that had been in Beis El. You recall from last time that Yoshiyahu ended up becoming king over all 12 tribes, because Yirmiyahu brought some of the members of each tribe back from Golus, and therefore he now had, he, Yoshiyahu, for the first time had some control over even the northern part of Eretz Yisrael. So now, also the Mizbeach that was in Beis El, Habama Asherasa Yeravam ben Nevat, that Bama that was built by Yeravam ben Nevat, the very first evil king, Asher Hechat Yis Yisrael, that he caused the Jews to sin, Gamas HaMizbeach Ahu Ves HaBama Nasatz, also that Mizbeach and the Bama he broke down, Vayisrof Es HaBama Hidak La'afar, and he burned the Bama to dust, Visaraf Asherah, and he burned the Asherah. So now while he was doing this, Vayifan Yoshio turned, Vayaris HaKivarim Asher Sham Bahar, and he saw the graves that were there on the mountain, Vayishlach, and he sent, Vayikach HaSoatzamos Min HaKivarim, he took the bones out of the graves, he exhumed the bones, Vayisrof Al HaMizbeach, and he burned those bones on the Mizbeach, Vayitam Ehu, and he defiled it. Kidvar Hashem Asher Kara Isho Elokim, like the word of Hashem that was called by the man of Hashem, Asher Kara Es HaDvarim O'el, that he called these things. This was to fulfill a nevuah which we all learned about a long time ago. We'll look at it in a moment. Vayomer, and he said, Matzion Allahs, what is this symbol? What is this that I see? Ashani Roya that I see. What is going on over here? What is this thing that I see? Vayomru Elav, and they sent him, Anshayir, the people of the city, Hakever Isho Elokim, it is the grave of the man of God. Ashabam Yehuda, the king from Yehuda, Vayikra Sadvar Moela Asher Asisa, and he called out the things that you did, Al Mizbech Beis El, on the Mizbech in Beis El. Vayomer, and he, Yoshio, said, Hanichulo, leave him alone. Ish al yonatzmosav, no man should move his bones. Vayimaltuatzmosav, esatzmosanavi, ashabami shomron, and his bones saved the bones of the Navi that came from Shomron. Now, this, I read these last three psukim, Tez Zayin, Yud Zayin Ches, 16, 17, and 18, are all fulfilling a nevuah which had happened back in the time of Yeravam ben Nevat. So we're talking about several hundred years earlier there had been a nevuah. In this nevuah, Yoshiyahu was mentioned by name. And here, he fulfills that nevuah. So we need to go back to see about this nevuah. I want to read two more psukim, and then we'll go back and look at those psukim. Vagam is called Bati Habamos Ashabari Shomron, and also all the houses of the Bamos that were in the cities of Shomron, Ashaasu Malach Yisrael Hachis, that the kings of Yisrael, the northern kingdom, had done to anger Hashem. He Sirio Shiol Yisrael removed them. Vayas Lahem Kechol Amasim Ashaasa Veisel, he did to them like all he did in Veisel. Vayizbach is called Kane Habamos Asher Shamal Amizbachos, and he literally means he slaughtered, but he means that he took all the kohanim of the bamos that were on those mizbechos, which means that he took their bones. I'm sorry. I'm just debating whether he actually killed people here or he took people who are already dead. The Targum says he actually slaughtered. It sounds like he killed them. Those who worship the Avodah Zarah. Not sure. I think that these are people who are already dead. The rest of the pasuk says, "Vayisrofes atzmos adam aleihem," and he burned the bones of man upon those mizbechos. Vayashav Yerushalayim, and returned to Yerushalayim. Again, I think we're talking about people who are already dead, like we said before, that he exhumed them and burned their bones. I think
I missed. Using the word slew here.
Yeah, it does say that.
They slaughtered all the priests. Yeah.
That's what it says. It could be that I missed this when I was preparing. Just one second. That's certainly what it sounds like. It sounds like he took them and killed them, those who were...
It says killed in this one.
Okay, so let's assume that's true. That's certainly the simple reading. That so he found there people who were actually currently worshipping Avodah Zarah. Not those who had done it, but people who were currently doing it. So he killed them and burned their bones. And then he returned to Yerushalayim. Okay. Now, please turn back to Malachim Aleph. Malachim Aleph. We're going to go back to Perek Yud Gimel, chapter 13, in Malachim Aleph. Right in the beginning of the chapter. We're going to read through this. Now, you remember this. Okay.
I don't remember it, but I have a footnote.
Your footnote? Okay.
My own footnote.
Okay.
See, dreams too.
Okay, there we go. Okay, so now we're going to read through this so that we get our sense of what's going on, and then we will easily make sense of the three psukim that we had over here about this prophecy. You'll remember this as we go along. We'll try to do this somewhat quickly. This is Yeravam ben Nevat has split the kingdom, and unfortunately, where he was supposed to be a tzaddik, he had been a tzaddik, but he fell precipitously, and now he was worshipping Avodah Zarah in Beisel. A man of God came from Yehuda by the word of Hashem to Beisel. Yeravam was standing on the Mizbeach to bring karbanos to Avodah Zarah. This Navi was Ido Hanavi. Ayin Dalet Vav Ido Hanavi. Vayikra al Mizbech b'dvar Hashem. He called out on the Mizbech in the word of Hashem. Vayomer Ido said, Mizbeach, Mizbeach. Kol Amar Hashem, so says Hashem. Hinei vein nola leveis David. Behold, a son will be born to the house of David. Yoshiyahu Shemo. His name will be Yoshiyahu. Vizavach alecha es kohanei abamos. He will burn upon you the kohanim of the bamos, hamaktirim alecha, that are worshipping, that are slaughtering karbanos upon you. Ve'atzmos adam yisrafu alecha, and the bones of man will be burned upon you. Right now only the bones of animals are being burned upon you. Well, the bones of man will be burned upon you. Ve'asan bayamahu mofeis lemer, on that day, Edo made a mofes, a sign, saying, in other words, to prove his point, Zah mofes asher diber Hashem, this is the sign that Hashem said, in other words, this is to Hashem's warning, to show that he means business. Hinei ha-mizbeach nikra, behold, the mizbeach is about to be torn open, meaning it's going to split open, v'nishmach hadesh en asher alav, and the ashes that are upon it will spill out. And it was when the king Yeravam heard the words of the man of God, that he called on the Mizbech Beisel. Yeravam sent his hand, he stuck out his arm from upon the Mizbech, Lamar saying, Tifsuhu, grab him. And his hand dried up that he had sent out against Edo. He could not pull his hand back. He stuck out his arm. And his arm became paralyzed in that outstretched motion. V'amizbeach nikra, and then the mizbeach split open. V'yishafech ha-deshen min ha-mizbeach, and the ashes poured out of the mizbeach. Kamofes ha-shenos anisho ha-lokim d'var Hashem, like the sign that the man of God had given by the word of Hashem. So everything that Edo said came true, and Yeravam was struck. V'yana melech. So the king called out, V'yomer elisho ha-lokim, chalnas p'nei Hashem elokecha, supplicate the face of Hashem your God, v'yispela ba'di david for me, v'yistashov yadi Eloi, my hand will return to me. V'yichali yishu alakim es p'nei Hashem, so Edo daven to Hashem, v'atoshav yad ha-melech elav, the hand of the king went back to him, v'ati kevorishona, and it was like it was before. So Yeravam was healed. So Yeravam was a little bit humbled by this, sort of. Vaydaber HaMelech Elisha Elokim, the king spoke to the man of Hashem, Boa iti abaisa usa'ada, come with me to the house and have a meal. Ve'etanol lecha matas, I'll give you a gift. Vayomer Yishua Elokim HaMelech, the man of Hashem said to the king, Im titen li es chatzi ve'isecha, if you give me half your household, lo avoy mach, I will not return with you. I will not come with you. V'lo ochal lechem v'lo ashtem ayim, I will not eat bread and I will not drink water, but mokom as in this place. Ki chit siva usif bidvar Hashem lemar v'kresor is commanded by the word of Hashem saying, lo sochal lechem v'lo ashtem ayim, you will not eat bread, you will not drink water, v'lo sashu b'derech hasha alach, you will not return on the way that you came. When we learned this, whenever it was, a couple years ago, we explained this, why he was not supposed to go back the way he came. And we also explained why he was not supposed to eat or drink there. V'yelech b'derech acher, he went in a different way. He did not return the same way that he came to Beis El. Okay, so Edo so far has fulfilled the word of Hashem, and he's heading back to Yehuda. The Navi Echad Zaki Yoshim Beis El. There was an old Navi dwelling in Beis El. This is a false Navi, a Navi of Avodah Zarah. By Avo Vino, his son came to him. By Saperlo, was called Amasel Shalasa Yisrael Lokim Ayom Beis El. He told him everything that the man of God did in Beis El. As Advarim Asher Dibar LaMelech. That which he told the king, Vayesapu Ma'avim, and he told them to their father. Vaydeber Aleim Avim, and their father said to them, Eza Derech Halach, which way did he go? Vayu Vanav Es Haderech Asher Halach, Yishu Alokim Ashabam Yehuda, they told him which way he went. Vayomer Abanav Chiv Shuli Achamar, saddle for me the donkey. Vayach Beshulo Achamar, they saddled from the donkey, Vayir Kavalav, and he rode on it. Vayelech Achari Yishu Alokim, then he went after the man of Hashem. Vayin Sa'il Yoshev Tachas Vayilah, he found him sitting under a tree. Vayomer Elav Ha'ata Yishu Alokim Asher Basam Yehuda, you the man of God that came from Yehuda, Vayomer Ani, he said, I am. Vayomer Elav Lechi Tia Baisav Echolechem, come with me and eat bread. Vayomer, he said, Lo Uchal Shuv Itach V'lavo Itach, I can't do that. V'lo Ochalechem V'lo Eshtav Itach Mayim B'malkom Azai, will not eat bread nor drink water in this place. And he explains why, Ki Davar Eilai B'dvar Hashem Lo Sochalechem V'lo Sishtav Hashem Mayim, because Hashem told me don't eat or drink there. Lo Soshuv L'leches Baderech Asher Halachta Ba, do not return on the way that you came. Vayomer Lo, so the false Navi sent him, Gamani Navi Kamoch, I'm also Navi like you. Umalachti Beri Lai Bidvar Hashem Lemor, and an angel spoke to me by the word of Hashem saying, Hashiveu Itecha El Beisecha, return him with you to your house. V'yochalechem v'yeshtmaim, he will eat bread and drink water. Kichesh lo, he lied to him. We learned last time the reason why he did this is he wanted to discredit Edo. So here this false prophet now wants to discredit all the good that Edo just did. And unfortunately, Vayashav Ito, Edo did go back with him. Vayochalechem Beso Vayeshtmaim, he ate bread and he drank water. Vayyoshvim el Ashulchan, they were sitting at the table. Vayhi Dvar Hashem el Navi Asher Hashiva, and the word of Hashem came to the Navi that returned him. In other words, the false prophet now gets a real prophecy. Vayikroy el Yishu Elohim, he called out to the man of God, Ashabam Yehuda Lamar. That came from Yehuda saying, Komar Hashem, says Hashem, Yan Kimarisa Pi Hashem, because you have rejected the word of Hashem. V'lo shamarta es ha-mitzvah asher tzivcha Hashem elokecha. You did not guard the mitzvah that Hashem commanded you. V'atashav, you came back. V'atocha lechem, v'atesh t'mayim, you ate bread, you drank water. V'amakom ha-shadiber elecha, the place right where he spoke to you, where he told you, v'atocha lechem, v'atesh t'mayim, don't eat bread, don't drink water. Therefore, lo savo nivlascha al-kevra v'secha, your corpse will not go back to the graves of your ancestors. You will not be buried in your ancestral plot. So after they finished eating and drinking, so he saddled his donkey, for the man who had brought him back. Vayelech, and he left. Vayimtzayu Aryeh, and a lion found him. Baderech, in the road, Vayimiseu, and killed him. Vayhini v'lasom mushleches baderech, and his corpse was thrown on the road, was lying across the road. Vachamor omed etzla, and the donkey was standing next to the corpse. Vahariyeh omed etzla nevela, and the lion was standing next to the corpse. So here we have a tremendous miracle took place in the killing of Ido. Because even though Ido was killed by a lion, and a lion normally only attacks when it is hungry, a lion that is not hungry doesn't attack. So the lion is there. He killed Ido. He's got a full meal there, a person and a donkey. And the lion just stood there and did nothing. And the donkey just stood there and did nothing. So people passed by. They saw the corpse lying on the ground. And the lion, stand next to the corpse. And they came, they started talking about it in the city. This is an unbelievable thing. Did you see? Can you imagine? It's unbelievable what's going on over there. So that false Navi heard. And he said, he is a man of God. Hashemaras pi Hashem, that he rejected the word of Hashem. Vayitneu Hashem la'aryeh, that Hashem gave him over to the lion. Vayish birehu, and he broke him by Yemiseu and killed him. Kidvar Hashem asher dibar lo, the word of Hashem that he spoke about him. Vayidaber al banav lemar, and he, the false prophet, said to his sons, Chiv shulias hachamar, saddle for me the donkey. Vayachavoshu, they did. Vayelech vayimtas nivlasom mushlechas baderach, he found his corpse lying on the road. Vachamar v'aryeh, and the donkey and the lion. Omdimeitz ha'anavela, stand next to the corpse. Lo achal aryeh es ha'anavela, the lion did not eat the corpse. V'lo shavar es ha'chamar, did not break the donkey, didn't kill the donkey. Vayisa navi es nivlasi shu'alokim, so this false prophet took the corpse of the man of God. Vayanicheu el ha'chamar, and he laid him on the donkey. Vayoshiveu, and he returned him to the city. Vayavo elira navi hazakin lispod ulakavro, he brought him to the city of the elderly person, meaning the false prophet, to eulogize him and to bury him. So even though he's a false prophet, but here he does the proper thing in giving a proper hesped to a navi. Vayanachas nivlaso bekivro, and he placed the corpse in his grave, the grave of the elderly man, which had been made for him. Vayistdu alav, and then they eulogized him. Hoi achi, woe my brother. Vayhi acharei kavro, so after they buried him. Vayomer al banav lemar, said to his son, saying, Bim osi, when I die, ukvartem osi, you shall bury me bakever asher ish elokim kavur bo, in the same grave that the man of God is buried in it. Eitzel atzmo sav, right next to his bones, hanichu es atzmo sav, place my bones. Not in an adjacent grave. In the same grave. Put me right next to him. Ki ha-yo yiyeh ha-davar ha-shakara b'var Hashem, because what he called out in the name of Hashem will certainly come true. On the Mizbech ha-shar b'vein seil, on the Mizbech in b'vein seil, v'al-kol batei ha-bamos, ha-shabari, Shomron, and all the houses of the Bamos that were in the cities of Shomron. It will certainly come true that all of the people are going to be exhumed and burned on those Mizbechos. I am certain that it's going to come true. The next pasuk, which is not relevant to what we're about to learn, says that after this, Yeravam did not do tshuva. After all this, he continued in his evil ways. And therefore, Yeravam is going to be destroyed. Okay.
Can so we go over why the false prophet gets such a good deal?
So we discussed this back then. We went through the whole thing back then about what happens over here. But what ends up happening, though, is that he is buried in the same grave as Ido. But what happens is that grave, it's one grave, out of half the grave grows flowers, perfume, sweet-smelling things, beautiful things grow out of one half of the grave. Out of the other half of the grave grows thorns, weeds, and things of that nature. It looks strange. It's not common for that to happen. That right next to each other, they're growing like that. That's what Yoshiyahu noticed. As he's exhuming the graves of all the Avodah Zarah, and he's burning the bones on the Mizbechos, he sees this tziyun, this symbol. He says, what is this? What is going on over here? Let's read now back what we were up to in Malachim Beis, in Perichov Gimel, chapter 23. Let's read again, starting from Tezayin, starting from 16. Vayifen Yoshio turned. Vayaris Hakvarim Asher Sham Bahari saw the graves that were there on the mountain. Vayishlach, and he sent. Vayikach Esvat Samos Min Hakvarim. He took the bones out of the graves. Vayisrof Al Mizbeach. Vayitam Ehu, and he burned them on the Mizbeach, and he defiled it. Kidvar Hashem Ashakara Isha Elokim, like the word of Hashem that was called out by the man of Hashem. Who is the man of Hashem? Edo. Ashakara Esatvarim Elah, that he called out these things that he had already prophesied a few hundred years earlier that this would happen, that these bones would be burned on the Mizbeach. Vayomer, and then Yoshiyahu said, Ma Tziyun Allahs, what is this strange thing, Ashani Roeh, that I am seeing? That there you've got this grave that on one side is growing, Rashi says, Kimshonim Vacharulim, which is like a gnarled things, like dried up and weeds and thorns. Vitzido Echad Hadasim Ubisamim. And the other side you have Hadasim and Bisamim growing, sweet smelling things. Vayomrelev, they said to him, the people of the city said to him, Hakever Isho Elokim, this is the grave of the man of Hashem, Edo. Asher Bam Yehuda, that he had come from Yehuda, Vayikra Satvarim Moela Asher Asisa, and he called out these things that you said, Ala Mizbech Beis El, and the Mizbech in Beis El. Vayomer Yoshio said, Hanichu Lo, leave him alone. Ish Al Yonatz Mosav, no man shall move his bones. Vayimal Tu Atzmosav, Es Atzmosanavi Asher Bam Yishomron. His bones, the bones of Edo, saved the bones of the Navi, meaning the false prophet, that came from Shomron. So even in his death, Edo, the Navi, saves the bones of the false prophet. So Mrs. Lewis is asking, what did he do? So you see that this false prophet, who was obviously a bad person, his whole aim was to discredit Edo, but you see he did some level of tshuva. There was some level of tshuva that took place in the fact that when he recognized the greatness of Edo, he, first of all, eulogized him. Second of all, he told his sons, I know that his words are going to come true, and therefore you shall bury me in the same grave as Edo. The false prophet's burial was in and of itself his own constant, even after his death, his own constant validation of the nevuah of Edo. In other words, he was saying, I believe what Edo said, and I want my burial to constantly be a reminder that I believe what Edo said. And therefore, for those next hundreds of years, when people saw this strange sight of this grave, where one side was these weeds and thorns, and the other side was the Hadassim and the Bisamim, everybody recognized what was going on over here. And they would ask the question, why would the prophet of Avodah Zarah want to be buried with the prophet of Hashem? And that would be because he was convinced that the nevuah of Edo was going to come true. Therefore, in the end, Edo's bones protect and save the bones of the false prophet. Even though Edo's death is because of the false prophet, the false prophet is the one who got Edo to eat and drink when he should not have and got him killed. But it's also through the false prophet that Edo's nevuah would be remembered forever. How did they remember a few hundred years later and many generations of people who worshipped Avodah Zarah in the Northern Kingdom? Because that's where this was. How did they remember the whole story of Yeravam ben Nevat. It's true, it's dramatic when we read it, but we have it in the Psukim, and we are, Baruch Hashem, on the good side of things. We do not approve of Yeravam ben Nevat's actions. But these people worshiped Avodah Zarah, they were all for what was going on over there. You would think they would rewrite history. They would tear it out of the history books. They wouldn't want this repeated, but you couldn't miss it. Because anytime you walked by Beis El, which was a very popular place in the Northern Kingdom, Beis El was a very regular place people went to. And you saw this very strange sight. And therefore children would ask their parents, "What is that?" And you couldn't ignore it. You had to say what was going on, and therefore it was perpetuated and remembered. So it itself was an embarrassment to the false prophet, because he of course was the thorns and the weeds, but it was his actions and words that perpetuated the nevuah of Edo. He was out to discredit Edo at first, and in the end, he ends up being the reason why Edo's nevuah is remembered, and eventually comes true in the form of Yoshiyahu over here. Now, the fact that Yoshiyahu was mentioned by name back in the time of Edo, in theory, one of the kings could have named their son Yoshiyahu in the hopes that this would come true. For all we know, maybe they did. We know that when there had been a nevuah that Shmuel would be born and he would be this great Navi, so many mothers named their son Shmuel. But in the end, only one Shmuel ended up being the real Shmuel. That's why the pasuk says, "Ushmuel bekorei shemo." Literally means, "and Shmuel amongst those who call his name." But the Mepharshim say it could also be read, "and Shmuel amongst those who are called by his name." There were many Shmuels, but there's only one Shmuel. Right? So there could have been other Yoshiyahus. They didn't become king, of course. But there could have been other Yoshiyahus born into David HaMelech's family over the course of the hundreds of years since this Nevoah. But it never happened. It never came to pass. And here finally, Yoshiyahu, the real Yoshiyahu, steps forward and does the Nevoah, does what was said. Now, it's also striking, Yoshiyahu doesn't seem to know about the Nevoah. He says, "What is this? What is this that's going on over here?" Even the burning of the bones that he did, it seems that he did them of his own volition. He wants to show how terrible Avodah Zarah is. So he defiles it by burning the bones of those who worshipped it. It's very likely he didn't know the Nevoah of Edo. Remember, the Nevoah was said in the Northern Kingdom, not in the Southern Kingdom. And also, there had been so much destruction in the land after the death of Chizkiyahu, in the form of first Menashe and then Amon. Couldn't remember his name. Then Amon, to the point where the discovery of the Sefer Torah was a dramatic event. So it's very likely that a lot of things were forgotten. So here, Yoshiyahu comes and actually does what needed to be done and fulfills the prophecy and notices this site of Edo buried next to, or this false prophet buried next to Edo. Be that as it may, this is a fulfillment of what happened all the way in the beginning of Malachim Aleph. All the way back to Yeravam ben Nevat. Okay, I think I'm going to ask a question. Okay, now, the we're up to Pasuk Chafal, verse 21. Now here, we are going to have psukim about bringing of a carbon Pesach. These psukim are read on Pesach. This is the Haftorah for the second day of Pesach. That says, okay, the second day of Pesach, right. For the second day of Pesach. The Haftorah begins really in Perakov Beis. The Haftorah begins Perachav Gimel. Yeah, Pasuk Aleph. Pasuk Aleph. That's where it starts. It starts from there. You skip some psukim in the Haftarah. You don't read all the way through. So, and then you skip some sukkim and you come to this pasuk here, because it's going to be about making a special Karban Pesach that Yoshiyahu does, which is going to be special, as we will see. It's going to be something different than it happened before. So we are, I don't want to start this. So we're going to stop here with Pasuk Chaf Aleph, verse 21. And Mitzvah Shem, in 2 weeks' time, we're going to start from there. And we will complete the discussion of Yoshiyahu. At that time also, we will have to look at the Pesukim in Divrei Hayamim to fill in the story of the rest of the story of Yoshiyahu.
For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. For those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it, so that he can continue that site.